We're up to Daf Ches Amid Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Omar Rabbi Menachem, Omar Rabami. May dechsiv ba'oizvei Hashem yikolu. Those who are oizvei Hashem, these yikolu, they'll eventually be destroyed. Zeh ha-meniach sefer Torah b'yotzei. That someone in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, he leaves the shul, that's called Oizvei Hashem. Rabbi Abohu Nofik ben Gavra le Gavra. Rabbi Abohu went out between one Aliyah and the other Aliyah, so since the Sefer Torah is closed and there's no Kriya then, so he held its mutter. Boi rapope ben psuke le psuke mahu. What will be the halacha between one pasuk and the other pasuk? What is the shaila? So the Rabbeinu Yena explains the shaila is because bizman chazal there used to be a targum. That means each pasuk that was lamed, there was a metargum that translated the pasuk. So the shaila is, if one leaves while the metalgam is now translating the pasuk, they're not laning anymore. He's translating the pasuk, so now what is the halacha? Is this called, they're not in oisik and kriyas ha-toireh, so therefore you're allowed to go out? Although no, this is different than gavra le-gavra. Gavra le-gavra means they finished the kriya of this oile, so they're finished. That's the shaila. Take, so the Gemara blibes by a sofik. Let us see for 1 minute the Zamir de Keloshin in the Rabbeinu Yoine. Rabbeinu Yoine says, Agavurcha, there's something else we can learn from the Rabbeinu Yoine also. The two Rabbeinu Yoines. Rabbi Yabo, this is Daf Dalid Omed Aleph. Dibur HaMaschel Rabbi Abo. That's the third Dibur HaMaschel from the bottom of the Yomid. Rabbi Abo Nofik Ben Gavre Le Gavre. L'chayre Mashme De Davke Lotzei Smuter Ben Gavre Le Gavre. One is allowed to go out. Avol L'daber Bebeis HaKnesses, but to speak Ben Gavre Le Gavre also. Kedi Amrin in the Gemara says in Soite Kiven Shen Niftach Sefer Torah. The minute the Sefer Torah is opened, also l'saper, one is not allowed to speak. V'afal pi she'soigre ma'sefer b'ntayim. So the Rabbeinu Yoine asks, if the whole problem is since the Sefer Torah was opened, ben gavra le'gavra, we close the Sefer Torah. Afalohachi also, shle amru kol zman she'posuach. That's how Arishan learned the Gemara. The Gemara does not say kol zman the Sefer Torah is open, one is not allowed to speak. Elo kiven sheniftach. As soon as it opens, there's an iser lesaper to speak. The mashme de mishor sheniftach hapam harishain harishaine also lesaper klal ache yisaimu kol aparshe. Mipi meiri yarab. So this is shitas Rabbeinu Yoine. Bein posik le posik mai teiku peirish. So here he explains, as we mentioned before, what's the shaila. Min hogam hoyo le targem kol posik o posik. The minig was, they used to translate each posik. Kedei lo hovin le dalas am haoretz. That the am haoratzim should understand the parsha. Mi boilon imuta lotzeis b'shoshem etargemin. Kameish imuta lotzeis ben gavra le gavra. That was the shaylan de gemore. Usliku b'teiku. So it's a teiku. So the Rabbeinu Yoine says, "Vahavalei teiku diyoyreise ulechumre." Amiridike Rabbeinu Yoine. Walking out of shul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah is a iser diyoyreise. The Rabbeinu Yoine says. So now, if we're misupik, if one is allowed to walk out bein posik leposik, so it's a sofik diyoyreise and sofik diyoyreise lechumre. Now we have a very controversial Gemara over here. Rav Sheshes Mahader Ape Vigoris. Rav Sheshes used to turn around and he used to learn. Omar, he said, Anan Bididon Ve'inu Bididu. will be Isaac in our inyanim, and they'll be Isaac in their inyanim. Amoyra diki gemore, and it seems Rav Sheshes used to learn in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. He turned around and he learned. Let's see what Rashi has to say. Mahader ape vigoris, mishnosoi, he used to learn, kishekoirin b'sefer Torah. When they were learning in the Sefer Torah, he turned around and he was learning his inyonim. Rav Ulche, there's a tremendous problem over here, which all the Rishonim ask. How was he allowed to speak in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah? He didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. It's a tremendous problem. What's with this Maisa with Rav Sheshes? The Goyim brings down a sheet of the Chemdas Hayomim. The Chemdas Hayomim wanted to say, Amoyre di Kipshat in this Gemara. Well, see, the Rishonim didn't learn like this. The Chemdas Hayomim wanted to say as follows. Rav Sheshes did not speak in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Chas v'sholem. Well, he's going to learn now in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. No, when the Metargim was translating, so he held as follows. When the Metargim translates, this is not Kriyas HaTorah. This is for the people who don't understand. But he understood Lashon HaKodesh, Rav Sheshes. So therefore, the Targum is not necessary for him to hear. He doesn't have to hear the Targum. He knows the translation. So in the time when the Metargim was translating the Psukim, in that time he turned around to learn. And that takes away a lot of problems which the Rishonim will have. So if we'll see Rashi tells us that Rashi did not learn like that. Mahader ape vigoris kshekoyrin b'sefer Torah. Rashi wanted to tell you, I didn't learn pshat the way the Chemdas Hayomim learned pshat. He said that he only did it when they were metalgim. That is very good, the lotion, like it's anan b'didon v'inhu b'didu, like it's a little degrading state. Let them do what they're doing and I'll do what I'm doing. I mean, if it's the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, it's Reb Yid, this is the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. But if it's only Legabi the Metargim, so it's very good. They have to hear the Metargim. I don't have to hear the Metargim. Therefore, I could do something else in the meantime. But Rashi did not learn like this. Now let's see Tosfos. Rav Sheshes Mahader Ape Vigoris. Vim Taimal. So Tosfos asks from Rinon Besoite, Mai Dechsiv Uchepischoi. As soon as they opened the Sefer Torah, Omdu kol ha'om. And Chazal tell us, what does Omdu mean? Omdu does not mean they stood up. Omdu means they kept quiet. It's very interesting. You see someone in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, he stands and he talks, he's Amoyre de Kamoretz. Because Chazal tell us, Omdu means they kept quiet. To stand is a hiddur. The talk is a avla. So Chazal tell us, Kivin she niftach sefer Torah osa lesaper afilu bidvar halocha. One is not allowed to speak afilu bidvar halocha. So Tosfos asks, so you're not allowed to speak then afilu bidvar halocha. So how can Rav Sheshes learn? V'yesh loima. So Tosfos has a very interesting teretz. This pasuk that says that one is not allowed to speak, Ayri b'koil rom. This is speaking about B'koil Rom. He's speaking loud. So you're not allowed to speak loud. Kedei shelo yevatlu koil kriyas ha-toyre. That's what it means. If you're going to speak loud, so the hamoin am won't hear kriyas ha-toyre. That's pshat in the Gemara. V'hocho, and Agemara is ayri benachas. Agemara is speaking about that he's speaking low. He didn't learn on a koil. He wasn't competing with the Baal Koire. So, as long as he's speaking low, this is one teretz of Tosfos, as long as he's speaking low, it's mutter to speak. That's the first teretz. V'hai deko mahader ape, that what he turned around, revuse mashme, aval gav de mahader ape, even though he turned around, Shenire kimeiniach sefer Torah. Locher, there was a new shayla over here. Out speaking, there's no shayla. He's speaking low, so he wasn't competing with the Baal Koire. And now, when he turned around, What is the chiddush? Since he's turning around, I could think that there's a new iser of leaving, because he's facing the other direction, so it's like he's leaving the shul, and that is also. Shapil domi. That's not called leaving. He's still in the shul. Why did he turn around? Kedeshi yechavin gilsos. He should be able to concentrate. He wanted to concentrate on Mishnosoi, so he wouldn't be able to concentrate. So the chiddush is, so he turned around for practical purposes, and the Gemara tells us that there's no iser in this turning around, because since he's in the shul, that's not considered ke'ilu, he left the kriya. He doesn't fall into the category of Oizvei Hashem Yikolo. Now there's a tremendous problem on this Peretz of Tosfos. Tosfos had a problem with a Gemara. You're not allowed to speak in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So Tosfos says, you're not allowed to speak out loud. Fine. But there's another problem. There's a problem if he's learning, how is he Yotze the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah? He's learning Mishnayos, or whatever he was doing there. They're learning Parshas Mishpotim now, Parshas Shoftim. What's with the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah? This Shaila, the Bir Halacha asks, and the Bir Halacha says it's a Meiridike Kasha, and he brings this Kasha, the Shiboile Haleket, asked, and he slugged up the Shita because of this. There's a new Shaila, what's with the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah? The Bir Halacha is the only Eitzah the Bir Halacha has to say. The Bir Halacha says, maybe Rav Sheish has heard Kriyas HaTorah already. Maybe it's talking about the hear. So the missing Kriyas HaTorah is no problem. He heard it already. No, there's a Shaila, he's staring the Yoilam. See, he spoke slow. He spoke low. He's turning around. You're allowed to turn around. That's what the Bir Halacha wants to say. But he himself says, if you look in the Lashon HaMechaber, the Mechaber doesn't seem to, the Mechaber held like this. Because the Mechaber says, the Mechaber brings down Tosfos Shita, and the Mechaber says as follows. This is a whole year. But by Parshas Zocher, that the Kriyas are the Raisa, you can't do such things. Rav Sheshes would not do it by Parshas Zocher. So the Bir Halacha asks, if he heard Parshas Zocher, why can't he do it by Parshas Zocher? So it seems he didn't hear Parshas Zocher, and he didn't hear the Parsha also. So the Bir Halacha asked is that Akonis Ezra to hear Kriyas HaTorah. I was mechuyev to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So he blives with Akasha. Rav Sternbuch, the Mechaber of Me'adim Uzmanim, wants to say a teretz could be, this is Shitas HaTosfos. He wants to say could be there's a difference between Parsha Zocher and Mikra Megillah and the Takonas Ezra to lane the Parshias B'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Parsha Zocher and Mikra Megillah is Achiv al Kol Echod V'Echod Lishmoya. It's not a din in the Tzibur. Mikra Megillah, yes, Ayochid also listens to Mikra Megillah. It's Achiv al Kol Echod V'Echod Lishmoya. The mitzvah of Takonis Ezra, Likra is Haparshia is Betzibur, that's Achiyub on the Tzibur. That means every Tzibur is Mechuyev, that the Parsha should be lained in that Tzibur. It's Achiyub on the Tzibur. But there's no din on a Yochid that I have to hear the Kriya. It's a Meredik and Avkamina Laloche. It's an Avkamina for a Yochid. He brings a machloikis from the Gedolei Achronim. He brings the Goyin was unable for a few weeks to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and afterwards the Goyin got someone to lay all the parshiyos for him. The Goyin Zichah didn't hold like this. He brings a maise from the Arizal. The Arizal also, there was a time he wasn't able to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and the Arizal didn't make an asik out of it. So he wants to say the Arizal held that the whole chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is only a chiyuv of the tzibur. Each tzibur that comes together to daven is a mechuyev that in this tzibur the Torah should be lain, the parsha should be lain. As long as it is being lain in the tzibur, that's the chiyuv. If there is a yochid that is not listening, al kolponim, this teretz of Tosfos held, it doesn't matter. That's what he wants to for the Bir Halacha's kasha. ורב אלפס קוסף, תהלוכס גדוילס מפורשי, דריב סז, דווקא שיש שם עשורה אחריני, עוז יוכל ללמוד. If there are 10 people that are listening, then he could learn. אבל אין שם עשורה כים אימו אלוי. והוכי מיירי שהיו שם עשורה בלויהו. תהלוכס גדוילס סז, that the whole Indian, that you need 10 people listening to the Kriyas HaTorah. If without him, if he's the 10th one, he's mechuyev to listen. You need 10 people listening. And that's Pshat Mestama the Gemara in Saita. If there's 10 listening without him, someone is allowed to speak. That's how the Rif brings from the Lachas Gdeilis. The Divrei David asks Ashayli, he says he doesn't understand. This pasuk, kiven shenitach sefer, we learn out from a pasuk in Nehemia. Uchepischai omdu kol ha'om. So this pasuk is speaking about that there was 40,000 people listening to the Kriyas HaTorah, and there were 40,000 people, and this maimed it says uchepischai omdu kol ha'om. They were quiet. So he says, how does he doesn't understand the halachas gedolos? Second, the halachas gedolos says it's sufficient if you have 10 people listening. Here it says that there were 40,000 listening, and it says amdu kol ha'om that they did not speak. That's his kasha on the halachas gedolos. Va'oytiritz ha'alfasi shani rab sheishes sheteirosoi umnosoyu. The Rif says another teretz that Rav Sheishes was Teirosei Umnos. He was a person who learned Keseda. What is Pshat in this teretz? So this teretz to Bir Aloche says that the whole takone of Ezra, that there shouldn't be 3 days without Teire. That's why you lay in Monday and Thursday and Shabbos B'Mincha. The whole takone was for someone who's not Teirosei Umnosei. So, but someone who is Teirosei Umnosei, we see Rav Shimon ben Yochai didn't daven who was Teirosei Umnosei. Someone who is a dalga of Teirosei Umnosei, he's learning Keseda, this person Bechlal is not Mechuyev in the mitzvah of the Kriyas HaTorah. That the Divrei David also asks. He says, by Nehemia, there were 40,000 people there, Ocha'omdoi, Uchepischai omdu kol ha'om. The pasuk says, when they opened up the Sefer Torah, everyone was quiet. He says, there was not one person, b'mei Nehemia, that was Teirosei Umnosei. Only it was Chal by Rav Sheishes. That's also a kasha he asks on the Rif. Kosav, and the Rif says, v'nam estavolon ki haita. Rutsa, the Rif likes this teretz. The Rabbeinu Yaine says another very interesting teretz on this shaila. The Rabbeinu Yaine says as follows. The Rabbeinu Yaine on Daf Daled Amud Aleph, he says, Ve'ishtem mefoshim, de'davke Rav Sheishes hoya mutter, mivnei shehoya sagi noher. Rav Sheishes was blind. V'loi hoyom mechuyev b'kriyas ha-teire. Rav Sheishes was not mechuyev b'kriyas ha-teire. The dvorim shenitnu b'ksav, i'ata yocholoim ramal peh. A person, teire shebiksav, should be read mitoich ha-ksav. One is not allowed to say dvorim shebiksav al peh. So a blind person is b'chlau not mechuyev in the mitzvah of kriyas ha-teire. אבל אדם אחר שרואה וחייב בקריאת התורה אוסר לספר ואפילו שתרוסי עם נוסי. This is a new teretz of the Rabbeinu Yaine. Now we have to understand for 1 minute this teretz also. The Rabbeinu Yaine said, Amoyre di kechidish, that a blind person is potter from the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, because he can't look into the ksav, and dvorim shebiksav yato shoyloim rambal peh. So bishloime, if the Rabbeinu Yoina would be speaking about the mitzvah to learn chumash, so we understand the Rabbeinu Yoina very well. A blind person is part of that mitzvah because you're not allowed to learn chumash bal peh. But here we're speaking about the mitzvah that a bal koire is koire berabim. Well, everyone looks into the Chumash. There's no, by the Baal Keira looks in, and everyone hears the Baal Keira. Everyone is Yaitzal Shemeya Ka'ine. Not everyone is laning. So why was Rav Sheshes Potter from this mitzvah? Listening, he can listen. Why was he Potter from this mitzvah? And the Divrei Dovid asks us on the Rabbeinu, and he doesn't understand. The mitzvah to lain the parsha Barabim is not a mitzvah on each one to be a koire. The mitzvah is to listen how the Baal Koire is laning. That a blind person could do also. It would seem from the Rabbeinu Yoine that the Baal Koire is a shliach of all the shaimim, and it's such a bechine called milsed de'iyu leimotzi ovid shliach leimotzi mashve. It would seem there's such a klal, something that I myself cannot do, I cannot make a shliach to fulfill it for me. So since Rav Sheshes was not a bar kriyas ha'teira, since he was blind, so therefore, the Rabbeinu Yoine holds that therefore Rav Sheshes was potter from the whole mitzvah. Even though in the case of Kriyas HaTorah Barabim, he only has to listen, he doesn't have to look in. Omar Rav Huneh Bar Yehuda, Omar Rabbi Ami. Lo'olam yashlim odom parshiyosav im atzibur. A person should make sure to end the parshiyos im atzibur with the tzibur shnayim mikro v'echot talgum. Rashi, Yashlam Parshiyosav, shall call Shabbos v'Shabbos, the Parshiyos of each week. V'afilu atoreis v'divoy. And he should say that is a chiyuv, shnayim mikro v'yachas targum, afilu by atoreis v'divoy. What is the chiddush v'afilu atoreis v'divoy? She'ein boi targum. There is no targum on atoreis v'divoy. That means the Targum does not translate Atoras Vedivin. If you say the Targum, which these Atoras Vedivin were the names of cities, so again you repeat Atoras Vedivin. So the Pashtus of Loshin Rashi is, so what do? So you say it three times. So you say the Mikra three times. If there's no Targum, you say the Mikra. He said, it would seem there's an Indian that it should be repeated three times. Preferably, the third time should be the Targum if there's no Targum. So it's repeated with the mikra three times. This is Rashi Shita. Shekol ha-mashlim parshiyosav v'matzibur, whoever is mashlim parshiyosav v'matzibur, ma'arichin lo yomov u'shnoisav. This person is zoiche to arichas yomim and arichas shonim. Arichas yomim means he has fruitful days, that he doesn't kill, the day doesn't get killed away. Arichas yomim v'shonim. Rav Bivi Bar Abaye sover lashluminu leparshaiso dekulei shato b'mailo yoyme de kipuri. Rav Bivi Bar Abaye wanted to lain all the parshi yishnayim mikro ve'echot targum erev yom kippur. It seems he wasn't Mekayim Shnayim Mikra V'Yecho Targum and the previous Parshis. And Erev Yom Kippur he held it was an opportune time. It's Marichin Lo Yom V'Shnoisov, so right before the Zman Achitum, it's a Daf Menareichatim. So he held this would be a good time to be Mavah Seder to learn Shnayim Mikra V'Yecho Targum. That's our Girse, the Kule Shato. There's a girse on the side, on the right side, which is the girse sa'oruch, sovo lash luminu lekulu parshaiso de kalo b'male yoyme de kipuri. Because let's first say this pshat. This pshat is that the parshiyos of the kalo, he wanted a lane erev yom kippur. Now what are the parshiyos of the kalo? Perish. Hein shmoine parshiyos. These are eight parshiyos. Shekoyren bedalet shabosi shebe'elu, u bedalet shabosi shebe'od. There were two yarchei kala. 2 months, Adar and Elul, when everyone came together, and these were busy months for Rabbi Bar Abaye. U mibnei shoye Rabbi torud b'chodesh ha-kala b'mesechta de kala. Then he was very busy, was saying shiurim keseda. So he had no time for to be mava the sedre. Loimotza Pnai Lahashlim Kol Parsha B'Shabbat. So he had no time to do it. So right before Yom Kippur, the Yahre Kala closed down Rosh Hashanah, right before Yom Kippur, he had a chance to do it. The difference between this pshat and the other pshat is as follows. According to the pshat na gemore, so doesn't give us an excuse why he didn't lain till now. So it seems he held l'chatchila, you're allowed to lain. You don't have to lain mamish the week of that the tzibur is laining the parsha. It has to be lained in the year. In this year, so you have to be koirei all the parshias. That's according to our pshat. According to the oruch's pshat, it's a different story. Zichel achatchila, you have to lain each week. But he was an onus. There were 8 weeks he couldn't lain. So these parshias, he thought he wanted a chaparain to lain erev Yom Kippur. Tone lei chie barav midifti. So chie barav midifti, he told him, he says, Labivi, you picked out the wrong day. What's wrong with erev Yom Kippur? It's an opportune time. He says, "Ksivi nisem es nafshei seicham b'sisha l'chodesh b'erev." One should fast the ninth day b'erev in the evening. V'chi b'sisha misanim? Do we fast the ninth day? Have aloi basora misanim? We fast the tenth day. Aloi malach kol ha'oichel v'shoisa b'shi mal olav akosu kilu misanim tishi v'asiri. A person who eats the ninth day, it's ke'ilu, he fasted the ninth and tenth day. So memele, so what did he tell him? So he told him, so you can't learn today, you have to eat. So I saw Rav Sternbuch and my Adam is man and brings the raya, what's the problem? He'll eat something. You have to eat a whole day? She says, Vaistois, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is kol ha'oichel v'shoise b'tshi. The mitzvah is, that's verkehrt, every achila is considered like a maisa tainis. So the more you eat, the more mitzvahs you have. Now is not the time to learn. And the modern Avram brings a raya from this gemara, memaitin b'limud erev yom ha'kippurim. Erev yom ha'kippurim, it's a mitzvah to eat. So the more you eat, the more mitzvahs you chaparayim. So therefore, now is not the time to be mava the sedra. Tetzlach is medayik, ki ilu hisane tishi vaasiri. That is equivalent as if he fasted the ninth day and the tenth day. So the tzlach asks, the tenth day he fasts saivasai. So the chiddush is ki ilu he fasted the ninth day. What's ki ilu hisane tishi vaasiri? So the Tzlach says that the Gemara wants to tell you Amir the Kechidish. A person that fasts 2 days, one after the other, it's a different time as the second day. It's not pshat as he fasted the ninth day, and in Lomdus he fasted the ninth day, and in Metzias he fasted the tenth day. No, it's Ke'ilu Lemailo, it's considered it's a time as of 2 days. Of 2 days, one after the other. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the tenth day is not a fast of 1 day. It's considered kilu, he fasted 2 days. That is the Chiddush. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Mala olav akosu. So what is pshat bi nisem es nafshei seichem besisha l'chodesh ba'oret? V'hochi kom akol. What's bi nisem? Heichinu atzmeichem betisha l'chodesh le'inui hamochos. The Pasuk is telling you, prepare yourself for the tainus, tomorrow's tainus. Berehu be'einai ki'inui hayoyim. By preparing yourself, and the preparation is eating today, eating b'tshi, so the preparation for fasting is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says it's ki'ilu, he fasted. Now let me tell you something interesting. Rabbi Kivega in the Kubis has a suffix if women are mechuyev to eat Erev Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Kivega's suffix is as follows. Lemaise, there is a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. This mitzvah is a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. So lechayre, women should be potter, like the potter. This is a mitzvah, there's only 1 day in the year there's a mitzvah to eat, as equivalent to I mean, there's a mitzvah all day to eat, so this is a mitzvah sasei, she has man gromit. Well, he says, maybe, kol shem mechuyev betaynes asiri mechuyev lekaim v'nisem lechol b'tshi. Maybe, whoever is mechuyev to fast is mechuyev to eat. So since they're mechuyev to fast, so could be they're mechuyev to eat. I saw the Magia on the Meiri. The Meiri says Rashi's pshat, but the Meiri says it a little sharper than Rashi says it. The Meiri says, Amoyre deke yesoit. Kol ha'oysa dovo. Whoever does something. Al das. Shebesibis oysa dovo tiskaya mitzvah. By doing this thing, he will be able to be mekayim a mitzvah. Harei hu kemisha osa mitzvah. The Meiri learned from this Gemara a gewaldike yesoid. A person is doing something. A person eats, he should be able to learn. A person sleeps, he should be able to learn. So that's considered like he's learning now. When he's eating, he's learning, because he can't learn without eating. When he's sleeping, he's learning. Whatever one does, that is a hachana preparation. Shebesibas oisa dovo tiskayim mitzvah. Harehu kemisha osa mitzvah. He's now doing a mitzvah. Achilosoi nechsheves lemitzvah tainis. It's considered, since I'm preparing for the tainis, so the achila is considered like I'm fasting. Because this is the preparation for the fasting. So it's very mistavel, according to this lomdes, that a woman should be mechuyev. Because it is a mitzvah's a tainis over here. The mitzvah is the tide of the Torah call a tainis. Because you are now, the preparation for fasting is called fasting. So since she is mechuyev to fast, so the preparation is considered ke'ilo she fasted. So that's how you fast. That's how you fast the 10th day, by eating the 9th day. The Rabbeinu Yoneh in Shari Tshuveh says another reason why there's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. The Rabbeinu Yoneh says, by all Yom Tovim, there's a mitzvah to be kovei asude l'simchis ha-mitzvah. A Yom Tov comes, so it's a gavaldike simche, so you make asude. So the Rabbeinu Yoneh says, and since Yom Kippur is also a Yom Tov, there's also a chiyuv to be kaivei asude al simches ha-mitzvah. But since Yom HaKippurim, you're not allowed to eat, so the memela, the sude of the yontiv is erev Yom Kippur. So the Rabbeinu Yoneh pateiches that the whole chiyuv is, this is a sudes yontiv. You know, they eat the sudes yontiv, erev yontiv, but it's a sudes yontiv. So according to the Rabbeinu Yoneh, it's zicher mistava that women are potter. Because women are potter from Sudas Yontav. Rabbi Kevega says in the Tshuvas that a woman is potter from Sudas Yontav. Because Sudas Yontav is a mitzvah sesa she has man gromit. Rabbi Kevega says a gewaldike chiddush la'aloch. If a woman forgot to say yalav v'yovei in benching on Yontav, she doesn't have to do the bench over again. Because she's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of einig Yontav. It's a mitzvah sesa she has man gromit. So according to the Rabbeinu Yoneh, it's ich a mistava that a woman is potter. According to this Meiri, L'chayre would be mistaver that she's mechuyev, because this is the mitzvah of V'nisem Esnav Sheiseich. Tova l'akduminu, so Rabbi Di wanted, since it's a big problem with the Parshis, he wanted to be magdim the Shnayim Mikre, Omer l'yohu sovo tonino bovat shelo yagdim v'shelo ya'achem. One should not be magdim the parshias before this man that the tzibur is learning, and one should not be ma'achel. K'da'omalu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi libnei, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told his son, Ashlimu parshu yisaychu im ha'tzibur shnayim mikro v'echot targum. You should be mashlim the parshias im ha'tzibur, together with the tzibur, Shnayim mikro v'yecha targum. So trashi l'agdominu l'sade kol ha-parshiyis b'shabes achas oi b'shtei shabosais. Where Rashi had to be marach over here, make it one Shabbos or two Shabbos, I really don't understand, but that's what Rashi says. Now let us learn Tosfos. Shnayim mikra v'echa targum. Yesh mefolshim, v'hu adin l'loyezois belaz. A person who does not understand targum, as most of us, and he understands las, he understands English, Yiddish. So, so other mefolshim say, this is equivalent to Targum. These next two words they're not understandable, so let's skip them. Just like the Targum explained for the Amoratzim the translation of the words, so these people understand from their translation. That's what other Paiskim help. So Taisa says the Targum is more than a translation. The Targum is a meforish. There are certain times that the Targum says pshat in the posik, which by literally translating each word, we won't know this pshat. Tedi askechen bekama duchti da omar Rav Yosef ilmole tilguma da haikrom o yedana maikoma. Without the Targum, I wouldn't know what the Pasuk is speaking about. So the Targum is not only translating the word, the Targum is explaining the Pasuk. Alkein ein loimal bishum loshin pam shlishis kim veloshin Targum. Therefore, the takona was Targum, one should say Targum. Vafilu atores v'divoin. Perish Rashi. What is the chiddush of atores v'divoin? Afilu atores v'divoin. She'ein boy targum. There's no targum on atores v'divoin. So when he'll say the targum, in reality he's just repeating the mikra three times. She'tzorech likreisa shloisha pomim bivri. That's the chiddush. If you can't say it three times, with the third time is Targum, so you have to say it three times. The third time should be the Loshon HaMikra. V'koshe amay nokat atoras v'divin. Why did he chap on atoras v'divin sheyesh loy mikol mokeim Targum Yerushalmi? There is a Targum on atoras v'divin. Targum Unkelis does not translate atoras v'divin. But the Targum Yerushalmi says a translation for these cities. Hoyo loy loyma, Ruven, v'shimin, why did he chap on atoras v'divin? V'yeshloimar, so Taisu says, punfakel. V'yeshloimar mishim hochi nokat atoras v'divin. He wants to tell you a chiddush. Ah, for gav she'ein boi targum yodua. Targum unkelis, there's no targum on that. Elo targum Yerushalmi. So v'tzorich likreis gimel pomim ha'ivri. If he'll say the Targum Unkelis, he'll be repeating three times the Ivri. Mikol mokim yaisetayv likreis pam shlishis betargum. That's the chiddush. Even though this is not an authentic Targum as Targum Unkelis, afal pikein, it is better to say two times the Ivri and the third time Targum Yerushalmi than to say all three times, which will be Shloisha Pa'amim Mikra. Now, it would, the Rosh, in the Taisus Rav Yudah Chosid, they seem to say, they say it mamish what Taisus says, but they disagree with Rashi. According to Rashi, we have a limud that if there is no Targum, one is mechuyev to say it three times. That is Muchach, that is the Chiddush according to Rashi. According to Taisvus Pshat, the Chiddush is that there is a Targum. So therefore one should say, Shnayim Mikra B'achas Targum, Targum Yerushalmi. But what will be if there's no Targum whatsoever? Reuven, Shimon, V'Levi. So they say Klol, you only say two times. There's no Inyan to say three times. It's Shnayim Mikra B'achas Targum. No, the chiddush is Targum. One should could also be yaitzah with Targum Yerushalmi. But if you don't have a Targum Yerushalmi, you only say it two times. That's what the Rosh and Rabbi Yudah Chosid says. The Talmid of Rabbeinu Yain is mesupik. He doesn't know. And our Taisvus seems to hold that you do say three times. No, but if you have a Targum, then the third time should be said the Losh and Targum. Keilu misanet shiva siri. Hochi perusha, what's the kunst that he fasted the ninth day? In mitzvah lisanei shem tes. It's ke'ilu, there was a mitzvah to fast yom tes, and he fasted yom tes. Fikshe Rabbeinu Shmuel barabarin, minibil, my kashalei, what's so difficult about the pasuk? V'ksiv berishein barbo oso yom lachoydish be'erev toichlu matzis. How do you learn that pasuk? Barishain ba'arba aso yom lachaydish, the 14th day of the month, ba'erev teich lo matzis. It means the evening after the 14th day, one eats matzis. Chazal never said there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the 14th day. Fakert Yerushalmi says there's a nisah to eat matzah the 14th day. So al kaponim we learn shat and posik, ba'erev teich lo matzis, the evening after the 14th day. Va'oi say erev ratzulay ma'erev shel tesvot. The evening to the 15th day. Ochinami neime. It says, V'nisem esnav sheisheichem betisha lo chodesh bo erev. My erev, erev shalosiri. The erev to the 10th day. V'yeshloime deshani hosom. Dechsiv toichlu libesoy. Bo erev toichlu. So the toichlu is after the erev. The mashmachi berishim biyudalet balaylo toichlu matzis. After the erev, then it says the toichlu. Avol hochaksi ve'inisem koydem be'erev. It says ve'inisem efnashay seichem betisha lachoydish. So it says there's a din inui, there's a mitzvah tainus the ninth day of the month. The mashma ve'inisem miyad b'yoyim atshi. That was the shaila. Yashlim parshi yoysov imatzibu. One should be mashlim the parshi. So when is it called imatzibu? Nira Taisa says the chol ashavua, the whole week. Mikiv in the maschilim likreis haparshem. Since we start learning the parsha, the haynu mi mincha v'shabes ve'ilech, from mincha and further at Shabbos habo, nikreis imatzibo. That is already called imatzibo. The tzibo already started a new parsha. The tzibo started the next week's parsha, so one is allowed to learn from, so it would seem from Taisvis, and that's what the Pesach Advir says, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah Paskens Laloche, that one is allowed to start the Shnayim Mikra after Mincha B'Shabbos. The Pesach Advir says from the Rosh it would seem that the Rosh holds that one can only start Sunday. Since Shabbos, the day of Shabbos was already also used for the Kriyas HaParsha of the previous week, so Sunday could be considered the new week because we started learning Mincha B'Shabbos. But the Rosh seems to hold that Shabbos one should not start learning Shnayim Mikra V'Chatarim, just start learning from Sunday. By Gittin, it's only from Wednesday and further, it's called the days before Shabbos. That's got by Gittin, aber legabi the mitzvah of Yashlim Parshi Yosav im Hatzibo, the whole week is considered im Hatzibo. Uzman Hashlomo Yesh. So now Taisus first said when one has to start, and when should one end. The Medrash Isa Gimel Devarim Tziva Rabbeinu HaKodesh Lebonov Pishosh and Iftah. He told them three halachas before the Ptire. Very interesting. Before the Ptire, he had this was important to tell them. Shloi toichlu lechem b'shabes at shetigmeru kol haparsha. They should not eat sude Shabbos till they finish Naimika Vachas Targum. Mashme, the koidem achile tzorich lashlima. So it would seem that Tais was held now that this is man hashlome. One can start from after mincha, and one has to end before the suda. That's called im hatzibo. And it could be the svara of Taisus was, because so you didn't start eating, it's called mahalt noch im bitten the tzvile and the kriyas hatayre. We're still in shul yet. So al kaponim, it's still zman kriya. After he started the Suda, that's a new parsha already. That's a parsha sachila. Then we're finished with the parsha of the shul, and it's a fine sachananaya parsha. It could be Taisus held like that. But then Taisvah says, Umiyu imishlima la'acha achila shapodom. Taisvah says, no. That's not true. He has time to be mashlim afterwards. Mikomo ke mitzvah min amuvcha kaidam achila. No, it's a mitzvah min amuvcha kaidam achila. So, what was Taisvah's machadish here? So it seems Taisvah was machadish, and look in the Zeruah, Taisus is machadish as follows. That really, the Zman of Imha Tzibo stretches out till Minche. Kozman the Tzibo does not lay the new parsha of, by Minche, so we're still in the old parsha. So therefore, the Kiyom of Yashlem Parsha Yosef Imha Tzibo, one could be Yoitze after the Suda also. We're not up to the new parsha. We're still holding by the old parsha. There's only a mitzvah min ha-muvcha koidem achila. It's als mitzvah min ha-muvcha. What is the reason of the mitzvah min ha-muvcha? So the Zeruah says a very interesting reason. He says a person zetzach habek with a Suddish Shabbos, who knows what'll happen after the Suddish Shabbos, he'll still have a head to Vishnayim Mikravachas Targum. So Memela, that's what Rabbeinu HaKodesh knew what a Suddish Shabbos is. So right before the Ptir, he told his Kindalach, min ha-muvcha, and b'diyeved, if he can make it after the Suddish, zichach aparein to be mashlim parashi yoyse b'metzibo till mincha. This is al koponim shitas ha-toysus. Agavulche, the Mishnah Berurah says l'haloche, this is a mitzvah min ha-muvcha. He says if you have orchim that are hungry, then the mitzvah min ha-muvcha is you serve the Suddah. And the esach mechazik zayin noch in Suddah to be mashlim the parashi yoyse b'metzibo. Because that's a deraisa, and this is only a mitzvah min hamufcha. Now, the Izoru, now we are speaking the tzivuyim that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told his son. He told him, v'hizoru bevoridin ki Rabbi Yehuda. You should be careful that when you shech the oif, and their minig was that they used to roast the oif completely without cutting it in pieces. So, and we are saimach that sli, roasting an oif, extracts all the blood that is in the meat. But he says there is blood in the veriden, in the veins, and if these veriden will not be cut b'shash shchita, there is a tremendous amount of blood in them which will not be extracted through the tzli. So he told them, "Vizoru bevoridin ke Rab Yehuda." Desnan Rab Yehuda oimer ad sheyishchait es havorid. One has to shecht the vorid. Rashi says, "Kedei sheyetzei kol adam," that all the dam should come out from the voridin. V'loy oma kein ela ba'oif. Since the minig was they used to roast the oif without cutting it up in pieces, so if the dam would remain in the veriden, they would never get out of the veriden, so the tzli would not be sufficient to extract that dam. Bizaru, and he told his child the third thing. Bizokein sheshochach talmudai machmas einsoi. Azokein that forgot his limud. So now, l'chayre, he's not officiating Talmud Chochem. He forgot whatever he learned. Tamrinin luchais, v'shivrei luchais, munochais ba'orim. V'shivrei luchais were also in the orim. Agav Uche, the Rabbi Yehuda Chosid explains that the shivrei luchais were put into the orim by Shloim HaMelech. To Shloim HaMelech, he says, there was an oren that Bezalel made, and there was an oren that Moshe Rabbeinu made. It's till Shloim HaMelech made the Beis HaMikdosh, the oren that Moshe Rabbeinu made held the Shivrei Luchas. And this oren was Yaitzi L'Mulchome, except once in the time of Eli, they took out the other oren, and then there was Tzoris. But in the times of Shloim HaMelech, they put both Luchas in the oren in the Beis HaMikdosh. So al koponim, we see that the Shivrei Luchas have a place together with the Luchas. Rashi, Machmas Oinzoi, a Talmud Chochem, Sheshachach Talmud Machmas Oinzoi, Shecholo. That means either because of a sickness he lost his memory, or Shenitrak Bedeichik Mezoinis. He didn't have a chance to chaza over. Teire, we learned Hasoi Venecha Boi Venenu. A person stops learning automatically, he forgets. So, but he couldn't. He was too torrid with his Mezoinis. He Zoru Boi Lechabdoi. Shibre luchais menoches ba'orin, d'chsiv asher shibarta v'samtam ba'orin, af ha-shvorim tosim ba'orin. They also deserve an orin. Amolu Rava libnei. Now the Gemara tells us what Rava told his children. Sha'atem chaitchim boso, when you are cutting meat, al techatchu al gav hayad. You shouldn't cut it that the meat should be on top of your hand. Ike da amri mishum sakone. It's dangerous. The knife might slip and you might cut your hand and there might be danger involved. Ike da amri mishum kilkul sude. Or else, maybe you won't cut your hand, you won't have a serious cut, but you might have a small cut and blood might come out and it'll go on the meat and the people by the sude will not enjoy the meat, seeing your blood on the meat. So therefore, that's not the proper place where to cut the meat. Valteishvu, and he told them a second thing. Valteishvu al mitas aramis. You should not sit on a mitas aramis, on a mita of a goite. Valtavru achirei beis haknesses bishor shatzibur mispalum, and you should not pass by achirei beis haknesses when the tzibur is davening. Now the Gemara is going to explain this. Valteishvu amitas aramis. Ike da amri, he told them, loy signu beloy krishme. You should not go to sleep the way a goy goes to sleep. What does Rashi say? Let's see the Rashi's. Mishum sakone shlo yokit yodeh, shouldn't cut off his hand. Mishum kilkul sude, af bechabur ktan, even though a small wound, yeitzei dam, vielach leches hamachol, the people, it is a very unappetizing affair to see your blood mixed up with the meat. V'loi krishme, shetehei mitoscha doime lemit aramis. So then your going to sleep is equivalent to a guy's going to sleep. I'm wondering, we learned before that Davdalad Amadeis, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, even though a person said Krishma bebeis haknesses, mitzvah lekroisei al mitosoi, there's a mitzvah, and Omar Rabami and Rabasi bring a posik, imru bevavcham amishkatchem bedoy musela. So there's a mitzvah and a posik, and a mekayel from a posik. What is he telling them? You shouldn't go to sleep without learning Krishma, al teishvu, al mitaramis. He didn't know of Rabbi Shua ben Levi's memory. I mean, what was he mechadish to them? Now, Shua says a pshat over here. He told them they shouldn't learn it, even though Krishma is nemra b'choloshin, but the Krishma Shalmita shouldn't be said b'choloshin. That's what the Marsha wants to say pshat. I'm just wondering, maybe we learned before that a Talmud Chochom is not necessary. He doesn't have to learn Krishma Alamita. Maybe Rava wants to tell his children, don't make yourself Talmidei Chachamim and learn Krishma. He mentioned then the Pesach Advir says that this is not brought down lahalocha, that a Talmud Chochom is part of Krishma. Maybe that is pshat in what he told them. The Ike da Amri, he told them a third thing, the loy tinosvu giyorta, you should not marry a giyoris. The Ike, before Shemesk, we see G'dayli Yisrael did marry a giyoris. So you also have to know why he told them not to marry a giyoris. The Ike da Amri, aramis mamish, you should not go and sit on a bed of an aramis. Umishum maise derapope. Derapope ozo legabi aramis. A pope once lent an aramis money, and they told him that Nissen Goyim brings down the Maisa Bariches, and they told him, come to our house and we'll give you the money. Haitziya loy mite, and she said, in the meantime, from getting the money, she took out a bed, omro loy shave.
So she said, sit down in the meantime. Omru lo, eini yoyshiv ad shetagbi yesamita. You first lift up the bed and then I'll sit down. Higbi yesamita, motzi sham tinik meis. They found a dead child there. And they realized, other say pshat, that she killed the child. Saw a child and she killed the child. Others say it wasn't underneath the meter, it was just covered with some clothing. And she wanted to accuse him of manslaughter. Mikano mulchachomim, also leishev al mita aramis, that one is not allowed to, one could expect such things, also leishev al mita aramis. Let's see, Rashi, aramis mamish, al mita aramis, maise da rapope, shomer leishev al mita, bo yebno meis mutal aleo, she wanted to say that he sat on it and he killed her child. It's very interesting. The Gemara in Psochim brings down this Maise, but relates the Maise a little differently. There the Gemara says, Rapope sat down, and she called the police, and he ran away. He ran away from the Medina because of this Maise. Al Kaponim, he had to go in Golis. But Al Kaponim, it seems that the moral of the story was Al Teshev Al Mita Saramis. That's what came out Laloi. Ba'al Tavru Achayri Beis HaKnesses B'Shor Sh'atzibur Mispalulim. When the Tzibur is davening, you should not walk Achayri Beis HaKnesses. Mesayilel Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Osalel La'odom Sheyaver Achiri Beisakneses Bishor Shatzibur Mispalolim. One is not allowed to go by the Achiri Beisakneses while they are davening. Shibur says, Lavdav Kishmeine Esrei, who had in Psuke de Zimre. Omar Rabbi, Veloyamoran El Deleko Pischa Achina. There is not another door. Avlika pischa achin, if there's another door, less one bo. Veloya morna dlake beik nishta achin, there's not another shul. Avlika beik nishta achin, less one bo. Veloya morna elu deloy dori tune, he's not carrying a peckle. Veloy roit, he's not running. Veloy monach tfilin, he's not wearing tfilin. Avlika chad mehanoch, less one bo. Doesn't matter. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says also lavir. Shenire kemavriach atzmoi mipesach beis haknesses shebemizroch. It seems he's avoiding the entrance. The Goyin says Rashi learned pshat that he's going, Rashi l'shitos said achayre beis haknesses means he passed by the mairiv side and the doors used to be on the mizrach side and he's avoiding the entrance. Other Rishonim learn you're not allowed to pass by the Mizrach side where the doors are. And because of this shot, it seems he's avoiding the entering the Beis HaMedrash, unless people can think that he'll go to another shul, or he has a legitimate excuse for not entering the Beis HaKnesses. Tanya Omar Rabbi Kiva, Bishloisha Dvorim Oyev Ani Esa Modiim. And three things he appreciates. He praises the menhogim of those who came from Moda. Kshechaitchin hasaboso ein chaitchin el al gabi shulchan. They cut meat on the table, not on the hand, so we don't have any problems. Kshenoishkin ein noishkin el al gab hayat. When they kiss someone, they only kiss on the hand. Also, it's more hygienic. When they want to speak about private things, they speak about it in the field, not in a house. Rashi says, that there shouldn't be any saliva together with the neshike. The Gemara further. There's ears to the walls, therefore if someone has something private to say, it should not be said in a cheder, it should be said outside. Tanya Omar Rabbi Gamliel, B'l'shloisha Dvorim Oyev Ani Es HaParsim. He loved the Parsim, he praised the Parsim in three in Yonim. Hein tznuim bachilosa, der tznue kneading, ut tznuim bebeis akisei, ut tznuim bedavaracha. Tznuim bedavaracha, the Malay Rahim says that they were tznue bishash tashmish, that they used to wear begodim. Now the Gemara brings the posik, ani tzi visi limikudoshai. The Pasuk is speaking about the Parsiim, and the Rabbi Nishlam calls them Mikudoshai. Tani Rav Yosef, Eilu HaParsiim. These are, who are the Mikudoshim? The Parsiim. HaMikudoshim Umuzumonim LeGehenim. So it's a very interesting Gemara over here. Before, the Gemara said, Ram Gamliel said, Beshloisha Dvorim Oyev Anias HaParsiim, and now the Gemara says, the Mugdishim Mezumim LeGehenim. So the Goyin says, Pshat, that don't think they become Chasidei Umis HaOilom because of these three things. That means, if they would do it because of the Tzniyas from the Fum, they do it out their Seichel as Machayiv, not out Teire, not out Rabbein Shaloilom. So they won't end up beganated. That's what the Pasuk is telling. They do these things, but that does not give them a chelik and oilam habo. To these things, they don't become chasidei umei sa'oilam, which are zeichet oilam habo. There's a very interesting Malay Harayim. The Malay Harayim says a different pshat in the Gemara. The Malay Harayim says they're mizumin ligehenim. So he says, you think that's a bad thing? It's gewaldic. What's so gewaldic? So he says as follows. If one would ever look in the Sforum of Rab Arel, Shemer Amunim, one will understand very well what the Malay HaRoyim is saying. There are different dinim that are hal on a person after the Ptire. There's a din called Kafakela. Kafakela is a mishpot that the neshama does not have any menuche. The neshama is keseda being chased. And it's a terrible din. And the Shem Amunim brings from Friedeke that there were neshamas that were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. They were in this din of Kafakela and they weren't permitted to go into Gehenna. When one is in Gehenna, Halk Meshen Afaderech, it's a 12-month affair, Tartik. For most people. Al-Koponim, but till one gets into Gehenim, that's also, one has to be Zeichet to get into the Gehenim. There's a Kafakela. So, there, Mizumonim LeGehenim. Since the Beis HaMikdosh was built through the Parsiim, so that's what they get. They'll get into the Gehenim right away. That's how the Maloy HaRoyim says. And they'll be potter from this Einish of Kafakela. I thought perhaps we could be moisif, say al pidalkei shalom aloi haroyim, a little different. The Shita Mekabetzes brings down from a sefer tznuim bachilosom. He praised them and the oifen they eat. The tznuim bachilosom. They use the right etiquette, the fork and the left hand, and the knife and the right hand, whatever it is. What's the tznuim bachilosam? So he brings down that the Parsiim, when they made a big suda, there was a hakdome. The waiters used to come in first. Before they brought the food, there were two silver platters. One platter was a muzzle, and another platter was a scale. And then they brought in the food. The waiters brought in the food after this hakdome. So the muzzle was, you should make sure you shouldn't eat anything that's not healthy. And the scale was, you should, even if it's healthy, you should only eat a certain amount. You should watch your calories and you shouldn't eat too much. That was the tznuim bachilosan. The achila wasn't a taiva dika achila. That's what he was in the spoil from their maisa achila. The Gemara says, in Kedushin, that they're similar to a bear, the Parsiim. So, a bear needs a muzzle, a kaponim, to hold himself back. So the muzzle was brought in, the muzzle on the scale was brought in. It could be, the Goyin in Mishlei says, that there's one of the dinim before Einish Gehenim is Chibut HaKever. And the Goyne Mishle says, V'nidoinim kol eiver ve'eiver shenene ba'olam hazeh min ha'tayve. B'zeu dinu de Chibut HaKever. There is a special din of Chibut HaKever, Ashrek Lech Edim, that each eiver that was nene min ha'tayve, there's a din of Chibut HaKever. And the Digeres HaGro, he says, Kol hanois yishapchu loy bekever lemora. All hanois, not hanois shal mitzvah, will eventually become very bitter in the kever. This is chibut hakever. So it could be that's what the Gemara means to say, al pi darkei shel amaloi aroyim, that since that tznuim bachilosom, so they were not shakua betaive, so they would be able to avoid the einish of chibut hakever and the mezumonim legehen. Rabbi Gamliel said that this man, Krishma, is a whole evening. Omar Rav Yehuda, Adalois HaShach. Omar Shmuel, Aloche ke Rabbi Gamliel, Aloche we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Po'omim she'odom koire kriyishma shtei po'omim balaylo. It is possible a person should learn Krishma two times, and it's still Laila. Achas koidem sheyala mudashacha, va'achas la'achar sheyala mudashacha, v'yoytze bem yedei chevosoi, achas shel yoyim, va'achas shel Laila. So we have to understand what's the chiddush. Is that what he's koire koidem amudashacha is yoytze shel Laila? Look, that's not chiddush. We pass on Rabbi Gamliel. Shimon Yochai also held like Rabbi Gamliel. So look, the chiddush is that he's yaitze acha shel yoyim. That after Amud Hashacha he's yaitze kriyeshma shel yoyim, even though it's still laila. That's he said. Pomish on koyre kriyeshma shtei pomim balaila. So the Gemara says, O gufe kashe, al amrit pomim shodem koyre kriyeshma shtei pomim balaila. You said a person could learn Krishma two times in the evening. Alme, so we see from you, la'acha she'yal amud ha'shach alel you. You're still calling at night. So if it's night, v'hodo toni yoytze b'im dechevosoi, achar shoyim v'achar shalaylo, then you say you're yoytze Krishma shal yoyim, efta amud ha'shach. So if you're yoytze Krishma shal yoyim, alme yamamuhu. So you're not consistent. You're calling at night and you say you're yoytze Krishma shal yoyim. So the Gemara says, Loi, you misunderstand me. Lo'oilom leil yohu. This man after Amud HaShacha is night. V'ho dekori le'yoyim. But that what you yoytze, Krishma shel yoyim, de'ika inchi dekaimi ba'hi shait. Since there are people who wake up then, after Amud HaShacha there are some people that wake up already, the early birds wake up. So memele, that in this man Krishma is dependent uve kumecha, this man kime, when people get up. So since some people get up after Amud HaShacha, so even though it's Laila, Lagabi Krishma, one is Yoitze Krishma Shoyein. Omar Ravache Bachanina Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Aloche ke Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. Aloche is like Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. Let us see Rashi. Anitzi visi lemkudosha b'mapelas bavoksi v'anitzi visi esmalki poras abode lovoi ula ashchisa leil yehu ad oneitzacham tekaimi beishaita hilkach zman krishma diyaimu degabi krishma uvekumechoksiv. That's dependent the zman kime v'okaimi, people get up already. Zoktaisvis loy la oilam leil yehu, it is considered evening. Tema. So Taisu says, if he holds that after Amud HaShachar still Laila, in kein leima revusa, shepomim yesh odom koirei la'achar sheyala Amud HaShachar shnei pomim. Why did he say one could be yoitze? Krishma shel arvis before Amud HaShachar. In Krishma shel shachar after Amud HaShachar. If there's a din Laila, so he could be yoitze both Krishma after Amud HaShachar. V'yaitze by mishum shachis or mishum arvis. V'yeshloim ad ahochi koma. That what it has a din laila loilam laila yehu not legabe krishma. B'shar mitzvahs, the be'inim bu'yayim k'may tefillin v'tzitzis. So l'chayra taisis is very careful, because tzitzis is not dependent in yayim. Tzitzis is dependent in the zman riyah, or re'isa ma'isoy. Therefore, la'ilos lav man tzitzis, because it's lav zman riyah. So even though it's laylo legabi tzitzis, but it's yom legabi krishme. Aber gabi krishme loy. Gabi krishme, it's called yom. How the kinshin the kaime bishaita loves man shrivu. It's not man shrivu. But what is Taisvis saying? But Taisvis is saying, but legabi krishme shall arvis, since it is as man kima, for other people, so it became ois zman shchive. Zman shchive is when everyone's laying. When people are starting to get up, even though rife people are not up yet, it ended the zman shchive, and it's considered now zman kime. So memela, therefore, one will not be yoitze krishme shal alvis. V'hai denoket la'acha sheyala muda shacha, la'vdav kemiyatu, one cannot be yoitze right away, one cannot be Yaitse Krishma right away after Amud HaShach. One has to wait to the Shiur of Mishe Yaker. If the Dolem is holding Cheshbin, so the Taisvis is very schwer, because if you have to wait for this man Mishe Yaker, so then it's not Laila anymore for Tzitzis either. This man of Tzitzis is also Mishe Yaker. So then the cheshbin in the Gemara is very schwer. Aval gav shehu laila, he can be yaitze mitzvah shal krishma. So Taisvis says, what does it mean it's laila? It's laila gabi tzitzis. When he's yaitze the mitzvah of krishma shal shachar, it's not laila anymore, gabi tzitzis also. So this is l'chayra shverkait on Taisvis, and I found the Mremisoda asks the kasha.